the rest of the story. The German sailor thought at first he'd heard a rat. There was no way to keep rats off a cargo ship. But the sailor checked anyway, and he kicked around among the crates hoping to flush the varmint, and what he scared out into the light instead was a little black boy no older than 10. Now, this was 1904. A small child of African ancestry was about the last thing one might expect to discover aboard a German freighter back then. Yet here he was, scared and hungry, wondering what fate awaited him. He was taken to the captain. The captain, who had been sailing in and out of American ports for years, understood and spoke enough English to communicate with the youngster, and thus the captain learned the rest of the story. That the small stowaway's name was Eugene Bullard. He told the captain about what had happened back home in Columbus, Georgia, about how his daddy had gotten into a fight with a white overseer at the warehouse where he worked. The other fellow had hit Eugene's father over the head with a bailing hook. Daddy had responded by hurling the attacker down a flight of stairs. The owner of the warehouse gave Eugene's father $10, which was a small fortune in those days, and advised that he gather up his family and get out of town, because even as they spoke, a lynch mob might be forming. Well, Daddy nodded and took the $10, quickly readied his wife and children for their journey. But later, in the borrowed wagon on a backcountry road, little Eugene burst into tears. "I hate white folks," he exclaimed over and over between sobs. His daddy said he should hush. He said there was good and bad under all kinds of skin. But there was a place he'd heard about, a place long far away, a place called France, where the shade of a man's hide didn't seem to matter so much. Well, then little Eugene announced, "I'm going there. I'm going to France." And so it was that the boy later seized his chance and ran away to France. In Norfolk, Virginia, he sneaked aboard the German freighter, was discovered after 3 days at sea. When the child had finished telling his story, the German captain stroked his beard thoughtfully. "Did Eugene think he could handle a job in the ship's galley?" he asked. The boy's worried visage slowly softened and then broke into a big grin. "Oh, he can handle the job just fine," he said. And he handled the job just fine. Once they reached port, the kindly German crew took up a collection and told the youngster to put the money in his shoe. So little Eugene Bullard made it to France after all, and within a few years more, he had made history. For you see, in the annals of military aviation, there is remembered and revered a World War I French flying ace, recipient of the coveted Croix de Guerre, a combat pilot of unsurpassed skill and bravery, and the first ever black combat pilot anywhere. They called him the Black Swallow. His comrades in the French Flying Corps respectfully called him the Black Swallow. Of course, you know his name was Eugene Bullard. Now I hope you'll never forget the terrified 10-year-old stowaway, who ironically was imported to Europe by a German ship's crew, one day to be his enemies. Now you know the rest of the story.